Adventures of Suspense.
It's dawn.
So it is.
I thought we were supposed to make a night landing.
We will arrive at our destination at approximately 9 a.m.
Well, that's more than 3 hours from now.
Yes.
I don't get this. It's supposed to be a 7-hour flight to our Zander. If we land at 9, it means we've been up in the air for almost 12 hours.
Yes, you see, we're not going to our Zander.
We're not going.
Look, mister, whatever your name is, we paid you to have us flown to our Zander and nowhere else.
You may have your money back if you like, but I'm afraid that where you're going, it will not do you any good.
And where are we supposed to be going?
A small island. My island.
Well, I got news for you, Goatbeard. Nobody takes me where I don't want to go.
But there is nothing you can do about it, Mr. Seven.
That pilot's going to take this plane back to our Zander.
I would sit down if I were you.
No.
What kind of a deal is this?
I don't want to shoot you, so just sit down again, Mr. Seven. And you too, Mr. Atkins.
I demand to know what's going on.
I will be glad to inform you.
If this is a kidnapping job, mister, you picked on the wrong one when you grabbed me. There's nobody who'll pay anything to get me back to the States.
It is not my intention that any of you return to the United States.
Meaning what?
That question will be answered very soon. But first of all, let me apologize to you, Miss Williams. My agent misunderstood me. I thought I made it plain that I didn't want any women. When I found out you were aboard the aircraft, it was too late to do anything at all about it. You've seen these two, and so I decided to take you along with me rather than have you make trouble for me.
Hey, get to the point. Why are you taking this island of yours?
For the hunting, my friend.
Hunting?
Yes.
What kind of game?
You.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, The Ultimate.
You can't be serious.
Oh, but I am.
You're taking us there to murder us.
Murder? I am a sportsman, Mr. Atkins.
You're a crackpot.
Crazy. I suppose doctors would call me insane, but you'll observe that I am speaking quite rationally.
Who are you?
My real name is David Shanoff.
Shanoff?
I know that name.
I'm not surprised. Some years ago, I was quite famous.
You drove racing cars all over the world, sports planes, speedboats, gliders.
Yes. Danger was my one passion.
It was a bad wreck. You piled up a racing car.
Yes, but they thought you were going to die. Your neck was broken and your face was smashed.
They gave me a new face, but certain reflexes were destroyed. I could not drive or flag yet. However, I am still an expert with a hunting lance.
Lance?
A 7-foot hunting lance with a steel tip. I can throw it with great accuracy, up to a distance of 30 yards.
You'll be throwing it at us, huh?
Yes.
You can't get away with a shot.
And why not? This isn't the first time I've stopped my island with game.
The police, they'll be searching for
us. Only thieves and murderers try to leave the country without a passport. Eventually the police will come to the conclusion that you've escaped them. But they won't worry too much about you.
What happens to the lady?
Thanks for the lady part.
I've not made up my mind what I would do with Miss Williams. Perhaps I will leave her to George.
George?
Yes, my assistant. You'll meet him on the island. Don't expect too much of George. You see, at one time he was a homicidal maniac. Doctors operated on his brain, and George is now docile, but quite simple. However, he is indispensable to me. He does exactly what I say, at all times. Yes, but he will like you very much, Miss Williams.
Mr. Chalmers, listen up. I've got some money in a South American bank.
I have all the money I want. Hunting is my only pleasure.
Please, I...
Nothing you say or do can alter things. I will hunt, and you will use all your cunning to escape.
Taylor, you can't You can't do anything.
Ah, but I have often. And I will continue to do so.
No.
Now, please get control of yourself, Mr. Atkins. A man who lets his nerves break has no chance in the hunt. He provides me with a very poor score.
The police!
No. And everything taken care of, the agent who supplies me with game is well paid. Besides, I have certain evidence that was sent into prison for life. The man who pilots this seaplane is entirely dependent upon me. You see, he is a drug addict. I provide him with money and ample supplies of his favorite narcotic. Ah, yes. It looks as though it will be a beautiful day. A perfect day for a hunt.
Sir.
Ah, George, it is so good to see you again. Please step back into the house so our guests may enter.
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope you approve of my island home. All the furnishings came from Europe.
Pretty lady.
Get him away from me.
Nice lady.
Shanoff, get him away.
That shining hair.
Please.
Shanoff. Pretty lady. Touch
me. No, George. Please. Do not touch the lady's hair.
So nice and shiny.
Oh, yes, George, but you must leave the lady alone.
Nice lady.
Later, perhaps, George.
Later?
Yes, George. If you please me.
I will please you, sir.
Fine. Now, lead us down to the cell. Well, I trust you will be comfortable here in the cell.
How does this game of yours work, Sharnoff?
Oh, it's quite simple. You will leave this house just one at a time, of course. You will be armed with a long knife. And I will have 3 hunting lances.
Yeah. What are the rules of this game?
There are never any rules to a hunt. It is a game to the death, my friend. Now, here's a map of the island. It is perfectly accurate. I will give you some time to study it. Well, gentlemen, have you studied the map?
Well, there's not very much to study. The island's only 1/2 mile wide, less than 1 mile long.
It's big enough for my purposes. But now, let us begin.
No, please, no.
Get control of yourself, Mr. Atkins.
I won't take part in this. I won't.
I warn you. If you refuse to provide my spot...
I can't.
Very well. Then I will give you to George. George has some rather strange ideas of amusement. For instance, he catches house flies. First the wings, and then the legs. He is amused to see how long they can live. Yes, I will get you.
No.
Then you will take part in the
hunt. I can't.
George! Yes,
no, please. All right, General.
Good. Now, the question is, who will be the first? We will leave that to fate, eh? Yes. This coin, who would like to call you, Mr. Seven?
Okay, toss it. I'll call when it's in the air.
Very well.
Heads.
You were called correctly. You are first. Open the cell door, George.
Gone for an hour.
Mr. Seven.
Sam.
Sam, please don't let George...
I'll do my best for you. See, I've been thinking about you, and I've got a deal to offer Sharnoff.
He won't let me live.
Maybe not, but... Well, if he accepts my deal, there won't be George.
You can't make a deal with a man like Sharnoff.
But I got it figured out.
So have I.
Kill me.
What?
Knock me unconscious and then finish me.
Don't talk.
Please. It's the only way. I can't stand the thought of...
Hey, easy there. Oh, take it easy. Come here. Yes, madam. I never got your first name.
Peggy?
Well, I'm going to stick with you, Peggy. I promise you that it won't be George. But I can't promise you that you'll live.
As long as it's not George.
No, it won't be. Listen, all my life I've been a gambler. Got so I could read a guy's mind at a poker table. For some men, poker is their passions, mistress, food, and drink. Well, this game of death is Shinoff's passion. He wants me out there so he can hunt me down. Well, he can have me now. There's going to be a string attached. Poison for you.
Poison?
Before I leave this cell for the hunt, he'll have to present you with it.
What if he refuses?
No, he won't.
But if he does?
If he refuses, it'll take a while to unlock that cell door and get in here. I'll be quick. George won't get you. Just trust me, Peggy. I won't let you down.
Thanks, Sam.
Now, let's talk about something else, huh? Anything that comes to your mind.
All right, but keep holding me.
Sure.
It's funny. I forgot that a man could be gentle.
You've been knocked around, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been knocked around.
Why'd you leave the States?
There are oil wells in Ozander. Plenty of men. Lots of money. No women. You get the picture?
Yeah, I think so.
Not a very pretty one, is it?
You're okay, Peggy. You're okay.
I'm not scared now, Sam. That isn't what's making me cry. It's when you said, I'm okay. You sounded like you meant it.
I do mean it. I'm no choir boy, Peggy. With all the wrong things I've done, I could fill a telephone book.
Atkins!
Shinoff got him.
In just a moment, we return with our story, The Ultimate.
I have something to show you.
Oh. Mr. Atkins' shirt.
Complete with bloodstain. A trophy, Shinoff?
Yes. One must keep a reminder of the hunt, you know. You notice where my lance struck him? He was cringing near the water's edge. It was 70 feet away. The lance went through his heart.
Oh.
I was rather proud of myself. It was a quick death. Much better than he deserved. He was a swindler, you know. But enough of Mr. Atkins. Now it will be you, Mr. Seven. Ready?
First, I've got a deal for you, Shinoff.
I make no deals.
You want me to play my part in your little game, don't you?
I make no deals.
The proposition I have in mind doesn't concern myself.
The girl?
Yeah.
It is impossible for me to set her free. This island must remain my secret.
Even if you said you'd let her go, I wouldn't believe you. That isn't part of my proposition.
Then?
I just want to make sure that George doesn't get her.
Do you expect me to keep her a prisoner here in the cell? Is that it?
I couldn't trust you to keep to that either. I want you to give her some poison. A quick-acting fatal poison that she can take whenever she wants.
And if I do not keep poison on my island?
Oh, you've got it. It's a quick, easy way out if you're caught. And you wouldn't like being caught.
You know quite a lot about people, don't you, Mr. Seven?
Enough.
Why should I agree to your request?
It's not a request. It's a condition.
I can give you to George, remember?
Then you'll miss playing your charming little game. And you want to play badly, don't you, Sharnoff?
If I give you to George, it will not be nice. I promise you that.
You won't give me to George. You want my shirt as a trophy of the hunt.
You are taking a big chance, Mr. Seba.
Yeah. But you call yourself a sportsman, don't you, Sharnoff?
I am. In these hunts, I take a risk, too.
But a sportsman has a code of decency. I don't expect the same rules in your code, but the least you can do is give this woman an easy way out.
But George is a faithful servant. He deserves to be rewarded.
I told you he wouldn't agree to it, Sam.
No poison, no game of death for you, Sharnoff. Our cards are on the table. It's your play.
I don't like ultimatums. No one can tell me what I must do.
Bet on your cards, Sharnoff.
Sam, I don't want
Why?
You to...
Why? You're just watching the game. Well, still your play, Sharnoff.
You are a good poker player, Mr. Seven. Upstairs I have some cyanide. I will get it.
Cyanide. Won't be tough, Peggy. Be over with very quickly.
I'm not afraid. Not now.
That's a girl.
Why didn't I meet you a long time ago?
Yeah, you wouldn't have liked me very much. All I lived for was gambling. It was my whole life.
I wouldn't have cared. I might even have talked you into marrying me.
Pawn shop on the corner would have had your wedding ring inside of a week.
I'd have worked to pay the pawn ticket.
And I'd have grabbed your pay envelope before you reached the pawn shop.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah. How touching. Oh. I'm not going to let you out of his cell, Mr. Seven. If you try anything foolish, I will shoot you in the stomach.
Before we do anything else, Sharnoff, that's cyanide.
Here it is.
I want to be sure it's cyanide.
I am a man of my word.
Even so, I want to be sure. The only way I can be sure is to taste it.
Very well. I'll make a small hole in the plastic container with my knife. There. But a warning.
Yeah?
This container holds a fatal dose for one person. If both of you try to take the cyanide, neither of you will die. At least not right away.
I'll stick to my bargain, Sharnoff.
I'll give you the container through the bars. Don't grasp my left hand or I will shoot. And then the lady would be left to George.
You cover every angle, don't you?
Everyone. Come forward. Here.
Thanks.
Well?
Yeah, it's cyanide.
You are a man of much knowledge, Mr. Seven. And you're going to make a worthwhile opponent, I think. Well, it's time to go upstairs.
Sam.
Oh, yeah, the cyanide, Peggy.
Sam, I'm so glad I finally met you. Even... Oh, Sam.
Hey, chin up, honey.
Yes.
Come on, Mr. Seven. I'm impatient for the game.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, The Ultimate.
Well, open the door for Mr. Seven, George.
Yes, sir.
You have 10 minutes, Mr. Seven. And then I will come after you armed with 3 hunting lances.
You said I'd have a knife.
Yes.
Well?
100 yards from the house is a large pine tree that stands by itself. You will find the knife embedded in the tree.
You don't take any chances, do you?
But a man like you, he does not pay to take foolish risks. Good luck, Mr. Seven. I think we shall have thrilling sport together.
Maybe I'll be giving that knife back to you, Sharnoff.
Well, we have 10 minutes, George. Let us go down to the cell and look at the pretty lady. Hmm?
Pretty lady?
Yes, come, George. Your friend has left, Miss Williams. In a short time, I will go after him.
He hasn't got a chance.
Of course not. To use the knife, he would have to engage me at close quarters. And I will make quite sure that he does not get near me.
It's no game. It's plain slaughter.
The quarry never has a chance against the expert hunter. Most of the enjoyment comes from the quarry's tactics. Mr. Atkins lost his head and cowered like a sick pig. I wonder what Mr. Seven will do. Perhaps he too will lose his nerve.
He won't.
You can never tell, Miss Wick. You've already taken the poison?
Yes, I...
Oh, the pretty lady.
Yes, she is dead, George.
Dead?
You would not understand. George, I want you to come upstairs and see that I leave the house safely. The other man is clever. He may be waiting for me just outside the door. One man did try that once, but you used your knife. Remember, George, when you used your knife outside?
A sharp knife.
Yes. Let us go upstairs, George.
The pretty lady?
After I have gone, you can come down here again. You can go into the cell and look at the pretty lady. Here, I will open this cell door for you.
Find out I've used the trees to get back here. It's heavy grass. Perfect. You won't be able to see me. Pretty lady. So pretty. You do not move. Your hair, it shines so. It would be nice to touch your hair. It's so nice to hold your shining hair in my hands. So...
My knife! You have my knife!
Here. But you made one mistake. There's a freshly broken branch in that tree. Now, I wonder where you are hiding.
I took a chance of looking up.
I wonder what I have done if I were in your place, Mr. Seven. Let me see. Ah, that clump of grass. You would be in there, Mr. Seven, yes? We shall soon see.
My hands dismiss my head.
Oh, no cry of pain? Well, the second lance, just to make sure. Ah, now I can see you. Hit you in the leg, did I? Well, I have one more lance. You know, the hunter must always finish his kill without delay, but I wish to thank you for a most enjoyable afternoon before I lift the lance for the final thrust. Well, goodbye, Mr.
Peggy.
Watch. Charlotte's not dead yet.
The female of the species.
Now he is.
Your leg, Sam.
Oh, it's not that bad. But the rifle, how?
I found the rifle in the house.
But George.
I pretended to take the poison. He came into the cell. His knife. Oh, Sam. I had...
Sure you did.
Oh, Sam.
Easy. Easy, it's going to be all right, kid. For both of us.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, The Ultimate.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.